Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today, romance is the game.
Yes, I kissed him. So what? He's not said I'm his girlfriend. Technically, it's not cheating.
And hip-hop is the name.
My apartment needs a lot of help.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, June 21st. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. The upcoming Elvis biopic clocks in at 2.5 hours, but director Baz Luhrmann says he has an even longer cut, one that's 4 hours. In an interview with the Radio Times, he didn't clarify whether that was an assembly cut, which is a stage that most films go through when most of the rough footage from the film is slapped together at an outrageous length in order to give the director and editor an idea about what to aim for as they trim, or a real director's cut that he might actually like to release someday. But he does tease some of what was left on the cutting room floor, including the relationship with the band and how the Colonel, played by Tom Hanks, got rid of them. Queen of the Universe is adding a little bit of spice in season 2. On Monday, Paramount Plus announced that former Spice Girls member Melanie Melby Brown has joined the hit global singing competition for season 2 as a judge. She joins the roster of returning judges Michelle Visage from RuPaul's Drag Race, Grammy nominee Vanessa Williams, and Drag Race All-Stars winner Trixie Mattel. Leona Lewis is the only season 1 judge not coming back. Graham Norton is also set to return as host. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. A little bit of hip-hop can really make a house pop. That's especially true on our number 3 pick today, the debut of Hip Hop My House. The new Paramount Plus home renovation series is hosted by rap legend Cameron and his design partner Ziz Louise. The duo set out to transform drab houses and apartments and give them a fab makeover. Each episode in home reno is themed to a different iconic rapper or hip-hop artist. Some include Tyga, Race Remmerd, and Migos. Here's a preview.
What if a hip-hop legend?
Cameron is an icon. To have an icon in my driveway, nothing can ever compare to that.
Help turn your house.
We can't make up your house.
From bad.
My apartment needs a lot of help.
To bougie.
I'm bad and bougie girl.
Welcome into my room.
Welcome to Hip Hop My House. Whoa. Rapper Cameron and his design partner Ziz Louise are flipping old cribs into new digs, inspired by the hottest artists in the game.
Yo, Tyga's in a building.
A whole Tyga-inspired vibe. This is big.
Everything in the house is Ray Shrummer inspired.
It's the first ever hip hop home makeover show. But can these dope designs all be a hit?
I am a little anxious.
The whole Crayola living room going on here.
I'm going hard with these colors. You gotta trust me.
Might be overkill.
Oh my God.
Get ready.
I really just want a place that I really call home.
Because home is where the hip hop is.
He brought me home.
He brought her home.
And by the way, some of those iconic rappers might just make a cameo. Maybe even perform a few verses on the show. Tune in to find out on the series debut of Hip Hop My House, streaming now on Paramount Plus. It's trivia time. You know, it seems like pretty much everywhere you turn these days, there's a dating or relationship reality series of some kind. Well, get ready to pack your bags because we are headed to Love Island a little later in the show. But first, what was the first dating show to ever air on American television? Was it The Newlywed Game, The Dating Game, or Blind Date? Stick around for the answer. Our number 2 pick today is the season premiere of Motherland Fort Salem. The Freeform drama is back for its final season, and this time, the witches are at war. After the death of the vice president's daughter, the witches are blamed for the crime and sentenced to leave into obscurity. The witches' mortal enemy, the Camarilla, are a threat to every one of their kind, And now that a war has broken out and the government is as untrustworthy as ever, the only ones they can trust are themselves. Here's a preview.
Abigail Bellwether, Rael Caller, and Tally Craven are all currently fugitives from justice. For too long, witches have lived as a separate society within this nation. Through every turn, I will be near you. It's time for that to come to an end. I'll come anytime
you call. The Camarilla don't care about borders or treaties. They're an enemy to all witches.
The Great War isn't coming. It's already here.
We need to be careful. You can change the world with what you can do, but that comes at a price.
In this moment, the very union of our country will be tested. It's been a long time coming, but the time is now.
Find the source of your sight.
Remember the future. Remember the future.
I saw something. Something terrible. If this is the end, then we fight.
I will be guiding you.
Let's get to the entertainment.
You sure you want to do this?
Bring it.
Someday soon we'll go away together. I promise. It just feels like every goodbye might be the last.
We won't let it be.
We just do not lose hope.
Well, meanwhile, Rael and Scylla have a joyous reunion, and Nicta introduces Tally to a new power. Catch all of the magic and mayhem when the new season of Motherland Fort Salem premieres tonight at 10 on Freeform. All right, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week, a hot new bombshell enters the villa, and that bombshell is our number one pick, the season premiere of Love Island UK. The romance competition is back, and just in time to heat up summer. Smoldering singles who can't seem to find anything else to wear besides bikini and swim trunks will join each other at the tropical villa, where they'll be looking for love in all the raunchy places. Here's a clip of Afia and Paige on their first date, which is going well until Gemma tells the villa that Afia is her ex.
Hey, you okay?
How are you? Good?
Hi, I'm good.
Nice to meet you.
And you?
Where are we?
Oh my gosh, I am so nervous.
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
I'm excited, you know. I'm excited,
know.
Yeah, a little bit excited, yeah. So. A little bit nervous as well.
So what's your name?
Jax.
Jack.
What's your name?
Paige. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Cumbria. You know where Cumbria is?
No.
Like the Lake District?
No.
No? You don't know where the Lake District
is?
England. What do you mean, England?
Is
of course
it?
It's England. It's not Cumbria. Cumbria. It's Cumbria, not Cumbria. No. Where are you from?
Wales.
Why? Yeah. What do you do, by the way?
I'm a paramedic.
Why? Yeah. Oh, I love
yeah.
that.
What are
key
you?
Worker in that, yeah. I play rugby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No. That's my ex-boyfriend.
What?
That's my ex-boyfriend.
What?
No. I swear down.
You're lying.
I know. I swear down. Shit.
How long was you with him for?
Like 8 months.
When did you break up with him?
Yeah.
Fuck.
What's the club you play for?
Castleford Tigers. Do you know rugby at all now?
Yeah.
Do you? You must like a rugby lad then.
I'm a Welsh girl, what can I say? We've all got it in us, haven't we?
When did that time I saw him?
Well, when we broke up.
When was that?
Like a year and a half ago.
Fuck. No, I don't know how you'd be feeling right now. What the hell?
What about you? When was your last relationship or not?
So we were done in January, but it was one of those things, you know, when you just know, like, it's not
before it's even finished.
Yeah,
I get you.
So it was one of them. What about you?
I've had two, yeah. I've had two the
long
same.
Ones or no?
Nah, I can't make it past a year.
So what are the kinds of things you look for in a girl then?
Tom Brunette, you know? So yeah, you're ticking boxes, eh? You're ticking boxes, mate. What about you?
Yeah, definitely a tan. I go for like the mousy brown hair, definitely. Yeah. Just a nice guy. Yeah. I think you'll fit in well here.
Yeah, you
for
reckon?
Sure. Mm-hmm. But it's been nice chatting with you. And we'll catch up for the rest of the day, hopefully.
100%. So will these Brits find true love, or will it be a summer they'd rather forget? Find out on the season premiere of Love Island UK, streaming now on Hulu. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. What was the first dating show to ever air on American television? The Newlywed Game, The Dating Game, or Blind Date? Well, if you chose Bachelor or Bachelorette number two, you'd be right. The answer is The Dating Game. The show premiered in 1965 and featured female contestants questioning three bachelors who were hidden from her view behind a wall. After they answered her questions, she'd choose one to accompany her on a date. Sometimes those roles were reversed, with one man asking questions of three eligible bachelorettes. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson. What to Watch.